Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program. This article that we're looking at this morning is brought to us from WND.com, published one day ago. So today is May 30th, 2012, and this was published yesterday. Make no mistake, or no mistake, Obama backs Muslim Brotherhood again. U.S. supported Syrian protesters press for open ties with Islamic group. U.S. supported Syrian protesters press for open ties with Islamic group. Jerusalem. In the latest Arab Spring uprising, the U.S. is backing protesters, many of whom informed Middle Eastern security officials tell WND are now pressing to openly announce an affiliation with the Muslim Brotherhood. The Syrian opposition has been plagued by infighting, with competing divisions sparring with each other even since the movement began in September of last year. Just last week, Syrian National Council leader GHALIOUN announced his resignation after divisions within his council reached a climax only 2 days after the coalition voted to renew his term. I think it's pronounced Galioun. So it's GHALIOUN, has faced criticism from opposition members for being too close to the Muslim Brotherhood and of trying to monopolize power within the Syrian National Council. I will not allow myself to be a candidate of division, he said. I'm not attached to the position, so I announce that I step down after a new candidate has been chosen, either by the consensus or through new elections. The Muslim Brotherhood elements within the opposition want the SNC to declare it is aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood and its goals for the larger Middle East. Such a declaration is being supported by Saudi Arabia and Qatar, two major backers of the opposition, the informed Middle East security officials said. Already the Brotherhood has made gains in Egypt, Libya, and other nations where the White House worked to back popular and violent uprisings in what has been called the Arab Spring. The Syrian opposition has stepped up its rhetoric after its government was accused of massacre last week in the town of Hula, where human rights groups say at least 92 people, a third of them children, were killed. Syria has denied responsibility, saying instead it was the opposition that opened fire on the civilians and army outposts. Galilean yesterday threatened a battle of liberation against Bashar Assad's region unless the United Nations takes actions under Chapter 7, which allows for international military intervention. I call on Syrian people to lead a battle of liberation and dignity, relying on its own forces, on the rebels deployed across the country, and the Free Syrian Army Brigades and Friends, he told news conferences in Istanbul. Galilean said a battle would be taken unless the international community assumes its responsibilities under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter. Spokesman for the Syrian Foreign Armies and Expatriates Military, Makdisia, meanwhile, squarely blamed the opposition for the deaths of the civilians in Halu, saying opposition fighters are using more advanced weaponry, including mortars. Mastia stated it has been confirmed that hundreds of gunmen gathered at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon using pickup cars loaded with up-to-date and heavy weapons like mortars and machine guns, anti-tank missiles, which are newly used in the confrontation with state forces. The gunmen headed to the Alu area, he continued, which is guarded by the government forces at 5 points where law enforcement members and security are positioned, which lie outside the places where the massacre happened. U.S. arming opposition. Reports of protesters obtaining more sophisticated weapons come after claims the Obama administration is coordinating arms shipments to the opposition. U.S. officials have stated the White House is providing only non-lethal aid to Syrian rebels, Yet Middle Eastern security officials told WND the U.S. has been working with Arab countries to ensure the opposition in Syria is well armed. Then, last week, the Washington Post reported the U.S. is helping to bring more and better weapons to Syrian rebels, including anti-tank weaponry. The Post claimed the U.S. had been coordinating weapons shipments with Persian Gulf nations, picking up the tab. In response to the report, State Department spokesman Victoria denied that Washington was playing a role in arming rebels. With regard to any assertions with regard to lethal aid, we are not involved in that. The United States has made a decision to provide non-lethal support to civilian members of the opposition. This is things like medical equipment, this is communications, things to help them, first of all, deal with the humanitarian aspects, but also to help them communicate better so that they can plan and be ready for the period of transition that we expect and want to see in Syria. White House spokesman Jay Carney seemed to confirm knowledge that other countries are sending weapons to the opposition. We continue to provide non-lethal support to the opposition, he told reporters, and while I can only speak for the United States, we know that others are pursuing different types of support, and I'd refer you to them to characterize the nature of their actions. Egyptian security officials, however, outlined WND that what they said was large-scale international backing for the rebels attacking the embattled regime of Assad, including arms and training from Turkey, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia being coordinated with the United States. Several knowledgeable Egyptian and Arab security officials claim the U.S., Turkey, and Jordan were running a training base for Syria rebels in Jordan town of Safwa'i in the country's northern desert region. The security officials also claim Saudi Arabia was sending weapons to the rebels via surrogates, including Druze and Christian leaders in Lebanon, such as Druze leader Walad, Saudi Lebanese billionaire Saad Hariri, who recently served as Lebanon's prime minister, and senior Lebanese opposition leader, Gigi. One Egyptian security official told WND last week there was a growing collaborations between the Syria opposition and Assad, Al-Qaeda, as well as evidence the opposition is sending weapons to jihadists in Iraq. Could someone please tell me, dear listener, why we would be backing an opposition group that is allied with a potential Muslim Brotherhood or is potentially allied? Could someone tell me why we would be doing that? Does anyone have any idea why we would be trying to strengthen the Muslim Brotherhood's power in the Middle East? Are we not paying enough for gas? Are we not concerned enough for the security of Israel without increasing the power of the Muslim Brotherhood in that region? I don't know. Something doesn't make sense here. Does it to you? Do you understand it? Does it make sense to you why we would want to strengthen the power of the Muslim Brotherhood? Isn't there a backdoor connection? Aren't they second cousins of sorts with Al-Qaeda and the overall desire for jihad, Sharia law? Isn't there a relation, either direct or indirect, that we should be concerned about? If this is the first 3 years, the first 3.5 years, what will the next four be? What will the next four be when all bets are off? Well, thanks for listening. Be concerned. Be aware. You can be sure of this, that religious freedom is not a priority to the Muslim Brotherhood. You can be sure of this. Religious freedom is not a priority to the Muslim Brotherhood. Letting gospel preaching missionaries into countries to plant churches is not a priority to the Muslim Brotherhood. So why, Mr. President, would you even remotely affiliate yourself directly or indirectly with the Muslim Brotherhood? Why, Mr. President? Thanks for listening. Have a great day.